Namaste, my dears. Welcome to episode 71 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly, and Una today. We have a full-length live level 2 flowing class for your enjoyment. We focus on the spaciousness that is the yoga. I hope you love it as much as I love that you are with us on this journey. I thank you so much for your presence and for your community, and I invite you to share your yoga stories at sunroseyoga.com or shoot me an email. All of the ways to get in touch are on the website, as well as lots of photos of postures and videos and the such. I thank you again and wish you peace on your path and space in your breath. Namaste.
Ourselves into our body. Begin to just tune into those parts of the body that could use our attention. Shift the hips from side to side. I was inspired today by this quote, "Learn to get in touch with the silence within yourself and know that everything in this life has a purpose." And so it is through these practices that we begin to awaken that silence. We begin to become more aware of the spaces between our thoughts, of the spaces between the breaths, of those spaces between the movement. We get to feel the back of the heart soften, breathing into that space between the shoulder blades. And we'll walk the fingertips forward on the floor, getting a beautiful stretch to the upper back as we lift the elbows up off the earth and maybe shift our weight again from the right to the left and back again. Some deliciousness through the shoulders, through the upper back. And we'll release our hands down to earth, spread the fingertips wide. And as you inhale, slowly pull yourself up to all fours, hands and knees, table. We'll lengthen the back of the neck and tuck the tailbone under. And just look over one shoulder. Back to center. We'll look over the other shoulder and back to center. Now we'll take a moment to set up our hands. Our wrists are right below the elbows and our index fingers are parallel with each other. This will keep strain out of the wrists as we move into downward facing dog. So taking a full breath here, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float up high to the sky to downward facing dog. And we'll just bend one knee at a time and press into the opposite heel. We begin to tune into our breath. Oh yeah, that looks good. You're really getting in there. And we're lengthening from the base of the spine all the way up beyond the crown of the head. Softly connecting to earth through the toes and rooting down into that space between the thumb and the index finger. Let's bring our feet together at the back of the mat. And as you breathe in, sweep your right leg up toward the sky. We'll keep our hips square to the earth.
Now spread the toes so that you're just shining out through the ball of the foot. And we'll soften the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Soften the shoulder blades down or back. We'll breathe in and lengthen the spine. Breathe out, soften a little bit more. Breathe in, expanding through the midsection. Breathe out, softening. Take one more long inhalation, lengthening the back of the neck. And as you breathe out, step that right foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge. Shin is vertical. We're just going to let the heart shine forward. Maybe move the right foot over to the right a little bit and move the left foot over to the left a little bit so we broaden through the base. Yeah, just hop it over there. We'll lengthen through the back of the neck. We'll soften in that space between the shoulder blades. And as you breathe out, spread the fingertips wide and press back to your three-legged dog so your right leg extends straight out behind you again. We'll bend the right knee and begin to peel open the right hip, gazing underneath that armpit. Fanning the toes, flexing the foot, really extending, shining out through your toenails. Let's take one more breath in. And as you breathe out, release your right foot down to earth and just wiggle the hips from side to side. Now with the inhalation, let's shift our weight forward into the hands, straightening out the legs, moving to plank, and we'll soften through the back of the neck, press out through the heels. Take a full breath in here. And as you breathe out, lower knees, belly and chest down. Now we'll literally pull our heart forward and up, come to cobra. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up, cobra. Exhale, release. One more. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Exhale, release. As you inhale, press the hips back toward the heels, lengthening the spine. And as you exhale, curl the toes, float the hips high to the sky to downward facing dog. Again, wiggle the hips from side to side. So the shoulders begin to move away from the ears. So we'll create a little more space. Yeah. There you go. Good. Now with your breath in, let's sweep the left leg up toward the sky. And we'll just shine out through that toe. Maybe spread the toes. Hips stay square to the earth. So we're strong through both of those legs. Yeah. Yeah. Feels like a good push into my I know, I'm sorry. I told you.
Is there ice?
I told you. No, I'm freezing.
Yes, fire it up. We'll take one more breath in here. And as you breathe out, step that foot forward between the hands. We'll scooch the left foot over to the left, and we'll scooch the right foot over to the right. And we'll come up onto the very tiptoes of our fingers. And we'll shine out through the heart. So I'm flattening my back and letting my heart shine forward, broadening through the base. Beautiful, nice spine. Taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, step back to your three-legged dog. Kick that left leg straight up in the air. We'll bend the knee, peel the hip open, gazing underneath the armpit. Flex the foot, flex the booty. Feel as though you could just kick that leg. We'll take one more breath in here. And we'll exhale, release. We'll inhale to plank. Okay, so we press out through the heels. And then if you'd like, you can let's lower down 3 inches. Now let's come to the tops of the feet and let the heart float forward.
Good. Yeah, lift your knees.
One right toes on it.
In the cramping.
Oh. Oh, I can't lift my knees. Okay, there.
Yes, beautiful. Curl the toes and float to down dog.
Adho Mukha Svanasana. Taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, press your inner thighs back toward the wall behind us. Soften the tops of the shoulders away from the ears so we're creating all sorts of space between our earlobes and the shoulders and our ears and the upper arms. And as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Breathe out, step the left foot forward, Uttanasana. Forward fold. We'll inhale and come up halfway, bringing our hands to our shins, lengthening through the low back. Exhale, forward. Inhale up halfway, feel the space between the vertebrae, and exhale, forward. One more inhale up halfway, this time roll the shoulders up, back, and down, really lengthen, and exhale, forward. As we breathe in, let's root down through the feet, rise up, sweep up, gaze up, and exhale, dive forward with strong legs. Inhale up halfway. Way. And exhale, fold Uttanasana. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. And let's exhale, like keeping our elbows close in, let's lower down 2 or 3 inches. Let's come to the top of the feet. Let the heart float forward, upward facing dog. Lift the knees, lift the thighs. Exhale, downward facing dog. Good. And we'll just take in a full breath here. And a full breath out. Full breath in. And a full breath out, creating space through the upper body. As you breathe in, come up onto your tippy toes, bend the knees and gaze forward. And as you breathe out, step or jump forward to Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway, lengthening. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, rise up, sweep up, gaze up, and exhale, dive forward. Inhale, up halfway, lengthening. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank. Exhale, lower down 2 or 3 inches. Inhale, float the heart forward and up, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. We'll take in a full breath here. Full breath out. Now as we breathe in, let's lift our right hand up off the floor. And as you breathe out, reach across the low body, grab onto the outside edge of the left leg. Under the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Hi, this is Koala Bear. I made that name up. Inhale, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, press that left hip back in space. Yeah. We'll breathe in, come back to center. And as we breathe out, twist the other way. Reach across the low body with the left hand, grab the outside edge of the right leg. Lengthening from seat to crown, softening through the shoulders. We'll inhale back to center. And exhale, just relax. Inhale, come up onto the tippy toes, bend the knees, gaze forward. And exhale, step or jump forward to Uttanasana. We'll inhale up. Right. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, bend the knees, lower the seat. We'll sweep the arms around and up, come to Utkatasana. Tailbone scoops, heart lifts, collarbone spread. Now scoop your booty under. Yeah! Brings it into a crazy place, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's completely different. Fire in the legs. Now you know why I call this lightning bolt. Because there's electricity in our legs. Let's take one more breath in. And let's exhale and dive forward. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. Let's exhale and lower down 2 or 3 inches. Inhale, come to the tops of the feet. Float the heart forward, up dog. Exhale. Downward facing dog. We'll inhale and step our right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel to the earth. We'll come to Virabhadrasana 1. Heart lifts, arms spread high to the sky. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Beautiful, beautiful hips. So the right hip is moving back in space, and the left hip is moving forward.
each breath in, we lengthen our spine.
Each breath out, we come maybe a little bit more deeply into that front thigh. And at the same time, we press into the outside edge of the left foot. Let's bring our palms together and interlace the fingers. Turn the palms to face the sky and then relax the shoulders away from the ears. Inhale, lengthen through the heart. Exhale, come more deeply into the right thigh. Inhale, lengthen the back of the neck. Exhale, soften the face. As we breathe in, let's reach forward and down to the earth. Step to plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, float the heart forward and up. And exhale to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward. Lower the right heel to earth. Virabhadrasana, 1 second side. We'll sink into the hips with each breath out. Let the heart lift, the collarbones spread, the shoulders broaden. And this time, let's bring our hands behind our head, clasping the fingers, gazing up, releasing tension through the shoulders, releasing tension through the upper back. Then press into the outer edge of our right foot. Let's reach the hands high to the sky. Inhale, reach forward and down. Step to plank. As you exhale, lower down 2 or 3 inches. Inhale, float the heart forward and up, up dog. Exhale, curl the toes, downward facing dog. As you breathe in, come up onto your tippy toes. Bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, and as you exhale, step or jump forward, Uttanasana. We'll inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet, bend the knees, lower the seat, and sweep the arms around and up from Uttanasana. Now this time we will keep our tailbone tilted back, just like that, which I call shake your tail feather, because it's sort of like a duck. We'll bring our hands to our heart and let's breathe in here. As you breathe out, twist to your right. And let's place our left hand on the outside edge of the right leg and extend the right hand up toward the sky. Lengthen the spine with each in-breath, and maybe deepen our twist, if only by a little bit, with the out-breath. Knees are together, beautiful. Feet are together. Good, spine looks great, Marie. Let's inhale back to center. And as you exhale, twist to the left, bring your right hand to the outside edge of the left leg, and extend the left hand up toward the sky. Lengthen through the mid-back with the inhale. Deepen the twist with the exhale. That left hip wants to move back in space. The left knee wants to move back. Keep those guys glued together. We'll inhale back to center. And exhale, fold. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fully fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank. Let's exhale, lower down 2 or 3 inches. We'll inhale, float the heart forward and up. And exhale to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. We'll lower the left heel. And this time we'll bring the right forearm to the top of the right leg and bring the left hand to the left hip. Good, yes. Mudita Parsvanasana. We're scooping our tailbone under, letting the heart float toward the sky. And as you're ready, sweep that left arm around and up. Reach overhead and then soften the shoulder away from the ear. Good. We're still pressing into that outer edge of the left foot. Yeah. Now find the breath. Find that ease in the breath. Ease in a difficult moment. That all day at work, or we try to. Now from here, let's begin to straighten that right leg and extend the right hand down toward earth or toward the shin or to the block, and we'll extend that left arm up overhead. So we're stacking the shoulders
And then really begin to lengthen the lower ribs. See if you can move that shoulder out and expand through the heart. We'll draw our upper body back, really open, like you're going to give a huge person a hug.
Yeah! Maybe the biggest person on earth.
Yes, 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 yes. Good. And now from here, ooh, my hip. Let's root down through the feet, rise up to standing. And as you exhale, bend that right knee and gaze down those right fingertips. We'll soften the shoulders away from the ear. We scoop our tailbone under. So it wants to go like this naturally, where our belly sticks out and our tush sticks out. We want to scoop it all in, which may feel like we're sticking our belly out in a different way. And that's okay. Now this really makes the legs fire up. For me, we'll turn the palms to face the sky. As you inhale, reach forward with the right hand. And as you breathe out, release the left hand back to the left leg. Lift through the heart. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Feel a little bit of freedom through the low back as you extend between the hip and the armpit. Lift and lengthen. One more breath here. And exhale back to warrior two, Virabhadrasana two. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth and step to plank. Let's exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down. Now from here, let's go.
That was my cobra.
Let's bring our elbows right below the shoulders. And really feel where your belly connects with the earth. So you're literally resting on these. Yeah, there you go. So we call this a Sphinx pose. If you bring your feet up, it's like TV watching pose.
Oh.
Saturday morning cartoons. And so from here, let's really engage the hands, connect them to the earth, and then pull the hands toward the belly and the belly toward the hands so that your heart melts forward. Now relax your shoulders away from the ears and really press your elbows into the floor. Soften the face. Now from here, let's relax and bring our weight back into our elbows. We'll walk the hands back, maybe one hand length. Glue our elbows to our sides. Really spread the fingertips wide. And as you breathe in, pull the heart forward. Pull the belly toward the hands as you curl up. Now press the tops of the feet into the floor. And let's release. We'll bring the hands back to either side of the chest. Let's inhale and rock back. Exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky. Downward facing dog. And as you breathe in, step your left foot forward between the hands. Lower the right heel to the earth. And we'll bring our left forearm to the top of the left thigh. So same sequence, second side. Good. Scooping that tailbone down. Spinning the heart up. We'll sweep that arm around and up. Reach for the front of the room. So we're making this nice long diagonal line from our fingertips all the way down the right side of the body. Yeah. Pressing our right hip forward, letting the heart soften back. Yes, this will help us when we straighten that left leg and release the left arm down toward the earth and extend the right arm up toward the sky. In Trikonasana. Yeah. Good. So let's try something. Since it's just us, come over to the wall. What leg are we on? Left. So bring your backside so it's up against the wall. Turn your left toes to the left. You have about one leg's length between left toes to the left. And right toe faces straight ahead. So take your legs way wider apart, like one whole leg length. Now push your booty back so that both cheeks are touching the wall. And then bring your shoulders back. Now both of our hips are square to that side. We'll bring the arms out to T. And we'll just exhale, reach all the way to the left. Release that left hand down. I'm going to give you a block. Yes. It's going to feel weird. Yeah. Let's try this. Use. Okay, so we're going to use this. Yeah, so now bring it up here. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Here, I'm going to have to. No one can see anything when I have all these clothes on. I'm not warm. I'm just. It's easier to see when I have less. So this is kind of. Trikonasana can really be an amazing thing. So we're out here. Reach. Release that hand down. Extend. Let's just extend it up to the sky, even though we don't have all perpendiculars here. Now press your shoulders, both of them back to the wall. And you're going to press your hip forward. So do you really feel that through that right hip? That is where the action is here. So we're going to keep that, even if we go lower, we're going to keep that pushing back into the shoulders. So even when we're out in the middle of the room, imagine that you're going to be held by that wall behind you. Changes everything, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, this hip is never
stressed. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, then this is one you can do at home. Really melt back into the wall. Let's do it on the other side so that you don't feel lopsided. We'll take our chair and move it over to the other side. I've been really wanting to use these chairs in class. We'll take the legs nice and wide, press both cheeks up against the wall, both shoulder blades, just to know what that feels like. We'll bring the arms out to T. We'll take a breath in here. And as you exhale, just reach all the way to the right. Reach as far as you can, and then release that right arm down to your chair. Lengthen the space between your hip and your armpit, and then extend that arm up toward the sky. Press the shoulders back. You may notice one side feels a little more open than the other. Now let's root down through the feet. Rise back up. Good. Good. Now, as long as we're here and we have our chair, let's bring the chair in front of us. We're going to, again, take a really wide stance and press our booty right up to the wall. And just come to rest on your forearms here. Oh yeah, that looks great. Your back is nice and long. And we're just going to relax through the neck. So all of that standing work can get the neck kind of kinky. Pressing back into the hips. And let's come back onto our elbows, gazing forward, and let's come up onto our hands. We may need to push our chair a little bit farther forward now, keeping ourselves nice and long here. Let's plant our left hand, and we'll sweep the right arm up toward the sky, keeping our hips where they are. Inhale back to center. We'll exhale and twist to the left. Shoulder openers with it, but we're going to be on our knees for a little bit, so I'm going to grab you a blanket and myself a blanket because I can't take it anymore without. So let's try this. We're going to face our chair and we'll bring our forearms to the chair and step the knees back so that our head hangs. We're just going to get some opening here. So our arms, yeah, does that feel okay? Now, from here, once we're in this position, let's scoop our tailbone a little bit so that we flatten out through the low back. That should increase the stretch through the shoulders. Let's let the heart melt down just a little bit. Scoop the tailbone again. Let's go.
press our hands into our friend, the chair, and slowly walk back up. How was that for your shoulders?
It's really major. It's like even the forearms are stretched.
Yes, good.
Yeah, forearms are going like, never felt stretched like here before.
Good. That's one that I've been working on for helping people as we begin to practice wheel, like the full back bend.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of folks are strong enough, but they are somewhat limited because we sit at computers all day, and so we're super tight up here and all stretched out here. And it's a great way for us to begin to stretch out this front of the body. Good.
Come to a kneeling position now.
Just bring your right knee forward in front of, just by your right hand. And then we'll scooch the foot forward as well. Maybe just a little bit.
Ooh.
Hear that?
Okay.
My knee. So now flex that foot, that right foot. So now we're going to work. Yeah. Now we're going to work on squaring our hips. Good. They look good. So now let's even use our blocks right here. I just love using all the props. So we'll place our hands on them. They're about as wide as our mat. And let's just arch through the upper back. Roll the shoulders up, back and down. And now flex your back foot by turning the toe, curling the toe under. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's lift that knee up. So you've got all this muscle energy happening in the legs. The legs are both working because they're both flexed. Now release that left knee down to the floor, but keep the toes still curled under. Good, we'll inhale and lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, begin to lower your heart down toward the floor. Now let's come to our forearms, bringing them to our blocks. And our hips are still squared. We'll just breathe into the space. We'll breathe into that right hip. We'll breathe into the base of the spine. And once this feels comfortable, we can melt even farther down toward the floor. And then once we're down, let's make this a little more restorative. Let's uncurl our left toe and bring the top of the foot back to the floor. Good. And we can just soften through the right hip. Soften through the forehead. Soften through the back of the neck. Soften through the face. And press our hands into the floor and slowly begin to press back up. We'll plant our hands either on our blocks or on the floor. Just curl your left toe under and we'll press back to our kneeling position. We'll just rock the hips from side to side. And now from here, let's bring our left knee forward, just behind the left hand, and then we'll begin to scooch the left foot forward toward the right hand. We'll find that place where we can flatten out the hips, or we can square the hips. Our left hip is drawing back, our right hip is drawing forward. Yeah, there you go. Oh, hips look great. Everything looks good here. And now from here, let's curl that right toe under. The right toe is under. We'll lift up through the heart. Maybe come up onto our tippy toes. Sink back into the left hip. Yeah. And we'll lift and lengthen.
connecting with the fullness of each breath. Breathing into the space between the shoulder blades. And press the hands into the floor as well. We begin to walk our upper body back up. Now from here, shift your weight into that left haunch, that gluteus, and we'll sweep the legs around in front of us. And we may need to adjust our blanket just a little bit. We're working our way into Omukhasana or cow face pose. Let's begin with our left leg. So we'll turn the knee to point to the front of the mat.
Left leg.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll stack the right knee on top. Now is this the one where?
This is the one where I think I did something different, where I tucked my feet more and I was able to do a little more than it was in the past. Somehow. Before it was like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have our seat elevated and that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So then you can either hold on to your feet here. Oh, does it not feel good? Oh, because you're probably elevating that side a little bit more if you sit on that heel.
Yeah, these guys are talking to me right here.
Yes. Yeah. So I told you my story about tight hips before, right? How this is one that I made myself do every single day for like 2 years.
Really?
Because I had such tight hips. In the beginning.
Is that just what you were born with?
Oh, yeah. And like I do a lot of running and then sitting at a computer, and all of that contributes to tightness through here. And it's also something that I've just worked on. This is something that you actually can change. It's not like the shape of your bones or, you know, like sometimes we talk about things that where it's just the way a joint is formed. This is just, you know, we carry tightness because of our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just fine. But
or else you never tried stretching it.
Right. Yeah.
Your
like
entire life, I've never.
Yeah. And this one is one where I just said, I'm going to do this every day. Because in the beginning, I thought, I mean, it was like, I might throw up. It is so tight. And so I avoided it probably for the first, you know, 8 years that I practiced yoga. And then I said, bye, Bali, I'm going to do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
Tight hips, you're not going to hold me back. So, I mean, like, it's one of those things where, you know, even if you just have a minute just to sit while you're, like, watching TV or a movie or something.
But not meditate.
My husband thinks I'm crazy because we'll just be watching a movie and I'm like, I think it's time for me just to sit like this. They're screaming. I mean, like, right now, mine are really talking to
me.
Yeah,
so mine have never felt this before.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So we've had about 10 breaths here. Let's just uncross. And now let's do another one here. Let's bring the left shin parallel with the front of the mat. And then we'll stack our shin.
That's the one.
Okay, yeah. So then take
fire
your...
Fire
long. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is where we can use our block, too, to support our knees. And also flexing the feet helps to support the knees in this pose. I mean, look at this. I'm all...
Yeah,
I'm like, get this all rigged up here. There you go, yeah.
Mm.
How does that feel?
Ben, this is like the best ever.
Yeah, see, so we just need to get used to bringing ourselves into these places. So if you flex your foot, then you'll support that ankle better so it won't like collapse on itself. It's just like we're at Girl Scout camp and we're just making our fire. Our fire just happens to be in our hips. Now just here, like once you found that comfortable place, just take a little bit of a forward fold. So keep your head up. Roll the shoulders up back and down and just lead with your heart. Yeah. Just a little bit. Now let's come back up. Good.
This guy is
hurting. Yes.
So I didn't need to lean forward. Okay.
Yes.
that's good. That's good for today. I believe in doing this in doses that we can manage. So we'll take our right leg now and just bring it, tuck it close into the body so that your heel is just about right up flush with your left gluteus. And then we'll stack our left knee on top of our right. We just have a couple of triangles here. We'll find that place where both of our sitting bones can settle into our blanket. Yeah.
Okay, look at that.
Look at you.
That's like the pulse of center.
Good. And so we'll just breathe here. We'll just breathe into those hips. Can you feel the heart lift, lengthen from here to here? And then when we're forward folding, let's bring our hands just to our blocks. And we'll just begin to lean into the hands. So the gaze stays up, but we just lean forward with our heart. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Relax our shoulders. And then let's just tuck our chin, but stay where we are. Full breaths in. Some things.
Like a rubber band one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Not in this one. Although, I told you about my tear, didn't I, in my butt? In my, like where my hamstrings attached to my sitting bone.
Oh, really?
I tore that several times.
Doing what?
Well, it all started with a too intense massage. When I say, don't do it that hard to me, I mean...
We can hurt you with it.
Oh, yeah. It was like a Thai yoga massage. Okay, so fire log, second side.
Did I do that? I forgot which side.
Okay, so our right shin is parallel with the front of the mat.
Right shin?
Bring that guy parallel to the front of your mat. Flex the foot. Maybe support the knee with your block. Bring it a little bit farther out from your body. There you go. And now we'll flex that left foot and we'll stack the left foot right on top of the right ankle. And we'll use our blocks to support us here. Yeah.
This is right.
Yeah.
This is what I remember. It's like way.
Yeah, and that's okay. We begin where we are. Breathe into that space. You might really feel this tomorrow.
It's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like a table.
It is. Settle on in. Good. Now from here, let's just hinge forward so we just lead with our heart. Just a little bit. And let's come back up. And we'll unwind our legs. And we'll come down onto the floor. And let's just, since we've done so much, we did so much through our shoulders, let's, for our back bend tonight, let's do a supported fish, where we take our block, and we take it back probably two-thirds of the way on the mat like this, and then drape your blanket over top of it so that part of your blanket is over the block, and there's still a little bit left to make a little bit of a pillow. So then from here, what we'll do is we'll lower down onto this block so that our heart is elevated and our head is supported. You can keep your knees bent or straighten them. And you can extend the arms out to T so they're perpendicular with the spine. Or keep them on the belly or extend them up overhead. We'll expand completely with each breath in. And let go completely with each breath out. the knees and bring the soles of the feet to the floor. And just roll to our favorite side, roll onto that elbow, and we'll move our block out of the way. And we'll come back to that space where the feet are flat on the floor, and the knees are bent, and we'll extend the arms out to T. And take in a full breath here. And as you breathe out, let your knees fall to the right, looking over the left shoulder. Breathing in fully. Letting go with each breath out fully. Inhale the knees back to center. And as you exhale, let them fall to the left, looking over the right shoulder. Softening the face, softening the shoulders, softening the hips. We'll inhale back to center. Hugging the knees into the chest, just rock from side to side. And we'll make any last adjustments for the body, any last adjustments for our warmth. Then we'll extend fully out onto the floor. Palms to face the sky. Short reading here as we get settled into this place of peace and relaxation. This is called Body and Soul Are One. There is no separation between body and soul, spirit and matter. One essence, one unity runs through all of life. This essence, the life force, is completely pure, completely perfect. I claim for myself the health and perfection of this divine force. My body is beautiful, sacred, and beloved. Spirit infuses my body with radiant goodness. I experience vitality, enthusiasm, energy, and power. My physical nature and my spiritual nature are one and the same. As I listen to my inner guidance, I move to more and more perfect health, more and more abundant energy, more and more positive thoughts, feelings, and actions. My physical body is a conduit for my spiritual health to pour forth into the world. Allow each breath to simply wash over.